This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور.
Backbiting. Narrated Abu Huraira, Allah's Apostle, may his peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Do you know what is backbiting?" They, the companion, said, "Allah and his Apostle know best." Thereupon he, the Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Backbiting implies your talking about your brother in a manner which he does not like." It was said to him, "What is your opinion about this, that if I actually find that fault in my brother, which I made a mention of?" He, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, "If that fault is actually found in him, what you assert, you are in fact backbiting him. And if that is not in him, it is slander."
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of Purification of the Soul. In the last episode, we spoke about anger. And we said that this is one of the diseases of the heart, of the soul, that we need to remove ourselves from. And we said that tazkiyatun nufus, or purification of the soul, includes two things. First and foremost, it includes purifying our soul, or cleansing our souls, from the evil characteristics, from its evil qualities. And then also then, after that, to add or increase our souls with good characteristics. And this is the meaning of the word tazkiyah. In this episode, in the next few episodes, inshallah, we'll be talking about backbiting, slander, and tale carrying. Now, backbiting, or ghiba in the Arabic language, literally means backbiting, and it comes from the Arabic root word ghaib. And ghaib means to be hidden or unseen. And this is because often when a person backbites another, but this is not always the case, but when a person often backbites another, he does so when the latter is not present. And backbiting is just simply the thoughtless utter of a few words. Light on the tongue, but weighty in sin, weighty on the scales. It could lead a person to the hellfire. The Prophet ﷺ said, sometimes a person says something that pleases Allah, through which he is raised in rank, and sometimes he says something which displeases Allah, and so it takes him to the hellfire. So just these simple words can lead a person to the hellfire. And it's actually likely, some scholars have said, that a backbiter will be punished on Yawm al-Qiyamah by actually being ordered to eat from the flesh of the dead bodies of those whom he used to backbite in the world, in this world. And this will be presented to them in the form of dead meat. And it's narrated in the hadith about Mi'raj, when the Prophet ﷺ was sent up to the heavens and he saw the hellfire. The Prophet ﷺ passed by people with copper fingernails. You can imagine this. With copper fingernails, with which they used to scratch. They would scratch their own faces and chests with. And so the Prophet ﷺ asked, "Who are these people, O Jibreel?" And it was answered, "Those are the people who eat the flesh of other people and vilify their honor." Now we can see how evil backbiting is in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ." Do not spy nor backbite one another. Would one of you eat the flesh of his dead brother? Surely you would loathe it, you would hate it. Fear Allah, indeed Allah relents and is merciful. Now scholars of Islam have agreed that it is haram to backbite a person for no legitimate purpose. Most of them stated that it's actually a major sin and that it varies in degree. Some of them, some kinds, being worse than others. Let's have some examples. So backbiting is of different levels. who can tell us, Baha, can you tell us why it's of different levels? Why does backbiting vary from person to person?
Well, backbiting, when you backbite a scholar, it's much more bad than backbiting normal people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why? Because a scholar is a person who Allah says, "Innama yakhsha Allaha min ibadihi al-ulama." It is only the ulama, the scholars, who have true fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they're the ones who are close to Allah. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Hadith Qudsi, He said, "Whoever has taken a slave of mine, a worshipper of mine, a friend or wali of mine as an enemy, then he has taken me as his enemy." So this is something much worse than backbiting a normal person. So it's of different levels. In the same way, some people actually backbite the Sahaba. They criticize Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, Uthman radiallahu anhu. Even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. So these people, they've done something very disgusting and they've actually backbit the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine these people, they backbite the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So this is a great sin, and therefore backbiting actually varies from person to person. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned backbiting alongside taking people's wealth unjustly and murdering them. He said, "Your blood, your property, and your honor are sacred to you, like the sacredness of this day, in this place, in this month." Where was he, Gulraz, when he said this?
Was he in Arafah?
In Arafah. And Arafah is a very sacred place. In fact, it's one of the most sacred places in the world. Arafah is where, about which the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Hajju Arafah. Hajj is Arafah. And that's the day when people gather together and then make dua to Allah on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah. Which I've given away the next question I was going to ask. Which is when the Prophet ﷺ said this. He said this on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah. And again, this is one of the most sacred days. And Dhul-Hijjah is one of the sacred months. So the Prophet ﷺ said, it is more sacred than this. And this shows how important it is to protect another Muslim's honor and to avoid transgressing against him. Also, the Prophet ﷺ is reported that he said, one of the greatest of the major sins is to stretch out one's tongue without right against the honor of a Muslim. And so the sin of backbiting is something great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Aisha radiallahu anha, she said something that annoyed the Prophet ﷺ. And she actually backbit another of the wives of the Prophet ﷺ. Who could tell me more about that?
Safiya radiallahu anha.
Sorry?
When Aisha radiallahu anha made a comment about Safiya radiallahu anha.
Yes, exactly. What did she say?
I think she said that it is sufficient to say she is such and such, indicating
what
that she was short.
What did she mean by that?
Indicating that she was short. And I think that was enough for the Prophet ﷺ.
And so the Prophet ﷺ, what did he say? He said that if you said a word that if it was mixed with the water of the sea, it would contaminate the sea. Allahu Akbar. Look at this. The Prophet ﷺ is explaining to Aisha radiallahu anha that this small statement, which is so easy to say, simple statement, oh so and so, you know, it's sufficient to know that she's short. And we say this all the time. These kind of things. We hear this all the time. Okay? And the Prophet ﷺ said, if it could be mixed with the water in the sea, it would have such a great effect that it would pollute and contaminate the sea. And let's have a few more examples of these kind of simple words that people say, but yet it's actually great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have you got any examples? That people don't think that it's actually backbiting, but it is.
I mean, you could say that whenever people are describing a person to another person, he or she might easily say, oh, she's a bit fat, or she's...
Actually, we'll see this is actually a permissible form of backbiting. As long as the person, he does it in order to just describe him. And we'll see this, inshallah, in one of the future episodes. Any more examples, Gurran?
More examples, you know, to maybe mention a bad character about somebody.
Yes, that, he's bad-tempered. He's bad-tempered, he's not... He doesn't have good... even to say that he backbites other people, the person's falling into backbiting. In fact, if someone asks you something and he says, oh, what do you know about this person? And he repeats, he replies by saying, I don't want to backbite him. He has fallen into backbiting. And so this leads me to the next thing. What is the definition of backbiting? Who knows? What's the definition?
Is it when someone says something bad about another person behind his or her back?
Yes and no. You've touched part of the definition. And many people, they actually think that backbiting means just what you said. And that's actually a misconception. The Prophet ﷺ, he asked the Sahaba, he said, do you know what is backbiting? And the companions replied, Allah and His Messenger ﷺ know best. And upon that, the Prophet ﷺ said, backbiting is to talk about your brother in a manner which he does not like. To mention your brother in a manner that he doesn't like. So it's slightly different to what you said, in that it means if the person doesn't like it, it's backbiting. Whether it's done in front of him or behind his back. Unless the person's giving advice or is trying to change an evil. And we'll see some of the exceptions to be given in a future episode, inshallah. So sometimes when backbiters are advised to give up such a bad habit, they reply that they're only telling the truth. And this is exactly what some of the Sahaba said. It's exactly what some of the Sahaba thought. They asked the Prophet ﷺ, suppose that there are actual faults in the one that I'm talking about. Now what would you say to that, Gulraz?
That even if you tell the truth?
Yeah, I mean, for example, I say, oh, he's so bad-mannered, he speaks badly about, you know, other people, and maybe he is like that.
Yeah, even if it's true, the person will still not like for you to mention that behind his back.
Yes, because the Prophet ﷺ in this hadith, he said, if what you say about your brother is true, then that is backbiting. Imagine that. If you speak truthfully about that person, then that is backbiting. But if what you say concerning him is not true, فَقَدْ بَهِتَّ, you have in fact committed buhtan, which is slander against him. So what's the difference between backbiting and slander?
Backbiting is what is true, and slander is what is not true.
Yes. If you backbite the person, it's true. If you slander him, it's something that's not true. But the common link between them is, the person does not like what you're saying about him. And this is a common link. The Prophet ﷺ explained here in this hadith that when you backbite, it's mentioning the faults of a person, even though it's true. And slander is to mention something that is not true of him. Now, Al-Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, one of the great scholars of the past, he said in his book Al-Athkar, and I quote, he says, mentioning about your brother something that he would dislike includes what concerns his body, his religious practice, his worldly station, his physical appearance, his moral character, his wealth, his parents, his children, his spouse, his servant, his clothing, his activities, his smiles and frowns, and anything else that pertains to him. So you can imagine how dangerous it is and how easy it is for us to fall into this evil sin. It doesn't matter if you mention it, Imam An-Nawawi goes on to say, explicitly by word or implicitly by indication or by gesture. This includes the likes of saying, oh Allah, pardon us all. So somebody mentions him, he says, oh Allah, pardon us. So and so is coming, oh Allah, help us. God help us. Or saying, oh Allah, keep us safe. Even making dua to Allah in this manner, a person has fallen into backbiting. And some person sometimes they utter these kind of phrases, as I mentioned earlier, I don't want to backbite him, and this has become backbiting. So with this, inshallah, we'll take a break, and after the break, we'll touch more upon this. Wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
And people need each other, need scholars more than they need to drink and eat. Because even regarding what we drink and eat, we may not be able to figure out which is permissible and which is not. Quran is not preserved in the books only. The seerah of Prophet Muhammad is not preserved in the books only, but in the hearts of men. In the hearts of people who have devoted their time to seeking knowledge. Belief and trust, tawakkul, that none could take place without the knowledge of Allah. Oh.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about backbiting, and we said that backbiting is mentioning your brother in a way that he doesn't like, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said.
Does that mean you can backbite someone whilst you're in front of them as well?
Ah, this is a very, very good question, because some of the, this is what many people think, that backbiting actually means that you can't speak, you can't speak about someone that he doesn't like behind his back, but if I say in front of him, that's okay. This is incorrect. Because the Prophet ﷺ did not actually mention this in the hadith. He said, what is ghibah? Ghibah is, or backbiting, is to mention your brother in a way that he dislikes. Whether that's in front or behind. In fact, this is why some of the scholars, when they gave the tafsir of the verse, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ, woe be to every humaza and lumaza. They said one of them, humaza and lumaza, one of them is the one who backbites in front of the person, and one of them is the one who backbites behind his back. And some scholars said actually it's one is a slanderer and one is a backbiter. So there's a difference of opinion on who is cursed. So it's not allowed to actually backbite someone in front of him. In other words, mention him in a way that he doesn't like. Of course, this means in the presence of other people. But one can advise on these kind of things and joke around if people are okay with
that. Does the same go for slander as well?
Slander, taban, is not allowed at all. You can't slander someone because that involves lying. Mm-hmm. Unless it is clear to everybody that it's a joke. And the person himself doesn't mind that he's being mentioned in this manner. Okay, so for example, if there's someone tall, very tall, extremely tall, and as a joke someone says, hey, shorty. Okay, everybody knows he's not shorty. Okay, and the person himself doesn't mind it. In this case, it's fine to do that, because it's done in a joking manner. But if the person did mind, then of course it wouldn't be allowed. And we should look at the urf as well, the custom of the people, to judge that. Now, backbiting is a very evil sin in Islam. And we can take one example from the Sahaba, when one Sahabi criticized a man who had been punished for committing adultery. So he'd been punished for committing a major sin, adultery. And someone backbit this person. Now the Prophet ﷺ was traveling and he passed by the carcass of a donkey. And he said, where are those two people who spoke badly about the one who committed adultery? Get down and eat from the flesh of this donkey. And they were surprised. They said, Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet of Allah ﷺ, who would eat this? It's a dead carcass, carcass of a donkey. He said, what the two of you have recently done by defaming the honor of your brother is far worse than eating from this. Allahu Akbar. Look how the Prophet ﷺ defended the honor of a person who was punished for committing adultery, one of the major sins in Islam. But yet, the Prophet ﷺ still criticized them and called this backbiting, and he said this was worse than eating the flesh of a dead donkey. Now, if this is the case, what about backbiting people who have not committed a major sin? What about backbiting scholars or people who call to or fight for Islam? And this is a very common slip up. People say the Mujahideen are this, the Mujahideen are that, the callers to Islam are this, the Maulvis are this. And this is all comes under backbiting if he speaks about a particular individual. Now, Muslims should not be backbiting others.
Sorry, Sheikh, can I just interrupt you?
Yes.
Does that mean it's okay to speak about the group in general?
No. Again, there's a bit more to that, and we'll mention that, inshallah, in a short while. Now, Muslims should not backbite others, but should be concerned with their own faults. And if we find a fault with our brother, we should advise him and guide him to eliminate his faults rather than vilifying him. Okay, with this, inshallah, let's have a look at some thoughts from people on the street, inshallah.
Backbiting is a bad habit. It's about when two people talk about someone behind his back.
Backbiting, when two persons or a group of people talk about someone behind his back, usually of the bad words, it can lead to some further problems because it hurts the one that does not know that they are talking about him.
Backbiting is caused when a person talks about another person and he doesn't give him a chance to defend himself.
When you talk about someone behind the back, you can say wrong information about them, and you don't give them a chance to defend themselves.
Well, they're looking at what God gave others and they're not satisfied with what God gave them.
There's some very interesting comments about backbiting there. The Sahaba actually, and the early Muslim scholars, they actually knew the reality of backbiting and its punishment. And they saw the weightiness of this. They were very careful about what they would utter. And in fact, even after that, they would be fearful of their tongues. We know the famous example of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Gulraz, when I say Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, what comes into your mind about this companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
Well, immediately you think of someone who's, you know, humble, very honest.
Shy, soft.
Shy, soft, doesn't get angry.
And this we can see throughout the narrations of the Sahaba. But guess what he did? He pointed to his tongue and he said, "This is the thing that caused me most destruction." And this is very worrying for us. If Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the one who is known for his honesty, he is soft, he is calm, and he says something like this, that this is the thing that destroyed me, his tongue, then how about us? How much more fearful should we be? In fact, it's narrated that Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, the great tabi'i, he died in the year 110 after Hijrah. Al-Hasan al-Basri, he was once backbitten. Somebody came to him and said, "Hey, you know, so-and-so is backbiting you." So what did he do? He got some dates, and he sent them as a gift to the one who backbit him. And then he said, "It has reached me." He wrote a letter. He said, "It has reached me that you have gifted me some of your good deeds. So I wanted to repay you for that, but I apologize, I'm unable to repay you in full." And this shows that he understood the reality of backbiting, which is what? Who is backbiting really harming? Baha.
Talking about other people, you mean...
Who is it harming? If I backbit someone, if I talk about someone, am I harming him or am I harming myself?
Both, I think so.
But what do you think?
I think it's the person who actually says it. It's harming
the backbiter. Backbiter. Actually, yes. It's the one who backbites, he's actually harming himself most. Why is that, Gulraz?
Because on the Day of Judgment, he'll have to give up his good deeds.
Exactly.
Is that automatic, or does that mean that's if the person forgives him?
That's absolutely obligatory, that if a person, if he backbites someone, then he has to give up his good deeds on the Day of Judgment, because there's no dirham, no dinar on that day. There's no pound, sterling, dollar, euro, whatever else currency you have, there's none of that on the Day of Judgment. In fact, the sterling, the currency comes in the form of good deeds and bad deeds. Good deeds for you, bad deeds against you. Now, if I backbit someone, may Allah protect us from that, then one has to give his good deeds to that person. If he runs out of good deeds, then?
He takes his sins.
This is how it will be judged, Yawm al-Qiyamah. And so we have to be very careful. And Al-Hasan al-Basri, he recognized this very carefully, and that's why he said that if I were to backbite anyone, it would be my parents. Why did he say that, Baha?
Backbiting his parents?
He said, if I wanted to backbite someone, I would backbite my parents.
Because his parents are most deserving of his good deeds.
Exactly. Because it's his parents, he wants to gift them his good deeds. Because he knows the reality of backbiting. In fact, backbiting is like a gift. I backbite someone, in fact, I'm doing it to vent my anger maybe. But in reality, what I'm doing is giving my good deeds to that person. May Allah protect us.
So what about if the person forgave the person who...
If the person forgives him, then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. And as long as he comes with all the other conditions of repentance, which we'll talk about inshallah. Now if backbiting is such an evil sin, and the punishment is so great, then why do people do it? Why do people backbite?
I think it's... for chatting, some people just backbite just for having some chatting with each
company.
Other.
Company.
Yep.
Other people are backbiting. Hey, let's join in. It can't be that bad.
Yes.
Peer pressure and this kind of thing. Yeah. Gulraz, any more ideas?
I guess if a person dislikes somebody, then he would like other people to dislike him also. So he mentions bad things about them in front of other people. So that their character is, you know.
Yeah, so to character assassinate or something like this. Yeah, jealousy, for example, a person is jealous. He feels jealous, he wants other people, and maybe someone else is praising that person. Okay, a person is jealous of another, the other person is being praised. What does a person do? Let's backbite him. Let's mention his faults. Why? So that the other person doesn't praise him as much. Jealousy. Also,
you can also say that his iman is weak. And
yes.
And because of that weakness of iman,
this is the root cause. Yeah.
He cannot control his tongue.
Yes. When he has weak iman, weak taqwa, then a person, he's likely to speak thoughtlessly, without thinking, and maybe he can transgress against his own self. Likewise, as you said, it reduces his anger. He wants to reduce his anger, vent out his anger by mentioning his faults. Also, joining his companions in backbiting, as you mentioned very clearly there. Having bad thoughts about someone. This is another reason why a person could backbite. He has bad thoughts about the one he's backbiting. Sometimes, actually, a person wants to absolve himself of bad characteristics. So, for example, maybe he's a thief. And he mentions, oh, so-and-so is a thief. Why? To absolve himself of this bad character from himself. Maybe he wants to raise himself up. He wants people to look up to him. So any kind of contemporary, if he likes, he pushes him down. He mentions his faults. And jealousy, for example, leads a person to do this, mocking, joking, belittling others, and so on and so forth. We'll look at some of the cures of backbiting, inshallah, in the next episode. But before we do that, let's just have a quick recap of what is backbiting. What is backbiting, Gulraz?
To mention your brother, sister behind their back, or with something that they dislike. Some dislike in front of them or behind their back.
In front of them or behind their back. ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَى. Mentioning your brother in a way that he dislikes. Okay, let's have some examples of that.
Like that when somebody is mentioning about another
doing like
person.
What? Ishara, by action. That's a very good point. That's a very good point. Sometimes we hear, oh, so-and-so is coming to visit. This is backbite. The person is backbite. Mm-hmm.
You can also say, when someone's coming to say, may Allah help us.
Yes, or may Allah help us. May Allah pardon us. All of this comes under backbiting. Inshallah, in the next episode, we'll look at some of the cures of this disease and also slander. And we should know that we should know these cures so that we can rid ourselves of this disease. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.